Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day, good times. Full Spectrum Cycling. Show number 79 today.
79.
Yeah.
Got JK to my right as always. Across the table, Mr. Tony Berger.
Hey there.
And splitting him right up the middle of the goalpost, Ian Kleptar from Bicycle Benefits is here today.
Hello, hello.
And we have John Trusky lurking in the background.
Not on a mic.
one of the minor inconveniences about the gizmo is four people only. Well, there's probably a way to do five. I just have to pull in some more gear. I hate buying gear so much.
Split a connection or something.
More gear. Yeah, no, we got to figure that out because, hey, you know what you could do is go outside and call in on the phone, on the call-in line. which we actually haven't set up today yet. But that's easy enough to do. I mean, you know, as long as
push the button. Tony, did you push the button?
JK, or I can just move
red.
The boom.
The button is red. That means go, yeah. Which is counterintuitive. Right. I keep saying that.
Yep.
It'll work out.
So, Ian, how's it going? Haven't talked to you since we just looked it up, like November of last year, at least on the show.
Oh, it's going very well. I've recently gotten back into Milwaukee as of, I believe, 3 weeks ago, maybe four.
Nice.
Welcome back. Ran into you across the street a couple of weeks back. And what brought you back? You had gone to your folks' house for a while, right?
Yeah, I was hanging out with them. They're in their 70s and took it easy there. I was, I'm doing a little writing. I write kids' books, and I'm working on a book called The Book of Rad right now. And I'm also working on a book called The Land of Lost Bikes. So I was doing some writing.
Cool.
As delivering puzzles by bike, too.
See, we got kids' bike books over there, but you know, yours sound really cool compared to those.
Yeah, well, they're further along in the process than mine is.
Yeah. So, where were you when the COVID hit?
I was in New York. Yeah, I guess I was figuring out. You know, I move around a lot. I don't really have a set home, so my folks are in New York and. I was having some stomach issues, so I figured that would be a good place to investigate things. So,
yeah.
Right on.
So after I had that figured out, I just got to hang out with my folks and tried to get rid of my jigsaw puzzle collection while I was there. So I started doing a project called Puzzles to the People. So I made it available that I would deliver jigsaw puzzles by bike anywhere in the Capital District.
Nice.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
So. Did a lot of people avail themselves of your offer?
Oh, yeah. I think 120 different locations I dropped puzzles off to. There was a lot of repeat customers. You could very quickly find out who were the big the big puzzlers in the region.
Yeah, nice. I know my daughter went through all of hers and probably took them apart and did them again because she has one that's just silver. There's no picture on it.
Oh.
It's all just
shapes.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it's 1,000 pieces or something.
Oh, really?
It sounds very frustrating to me. I like the ones like that are made out of like wood, and there's maybe 6 to 8 pieces.
Yeah, Duplo.
Yeah, then you're kind of like done then.
The off Lego brand and made the big ass puzzles.
Right, exactly. And they even had little handles on them you can pick up the pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Those are perfect. That's my speed.
Gotta crawl right before you walk and run like that.
So that's why I have to have John build our bike wheels because it's too confusing for me to figure that out.
Well, and you know, we could build them for 10 years and they still wouldn't be as good.
He did say he'd help me learn sometime here.
I would love to learn too, but I'm Polish. Wait. I'll teach you guys. Oh, that would be a great. We could video.
Winter
that.
Is coming. I'll teach you guys.
Winter is coming. Yeah, for sure.
We could have a video podcast for that.
Video podcast. As soon as all these bikes are out of here, which I'm trying to get rid of, then we'll have a couch there and we can sit on it and do like tech sessions and shit.
Yeah.
That'll be good. So, right on. So, New York for a while, and then you came back here for a specific purpose or just because you so love Milwaukee?
Yeah, I like Milwaukee, and I also, I guess I've been sitting around too long, and I felt like the time was right to do some, to do some bike promotion. And, you know, a lot of people, as you know, more people are getting on bikes, and I guess a lot of my work is capturing people's attention on bikes and keeping them excited about it and So I came back here and put on some events, and yeah, I'm excited to be in town.
Right on.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it on the last show a little bit, but just refresh our memory on bike benefits. What's the basic idea behind that?
So it's to give an incentive for people to ride their bikes to breweries, restaurants, and other places by working with the businesses, creating a relationship, getting them to provide a perk or a benefit if a person rides their bike there. So up until now, we've had a bicycle benefit helmet sticker that people show to the barista or the cashier to get the discount. We're investigating. Well, actually, we actually have a bicycle benefits card that we might bring to life in Milwaukee if we get the support of our current partners. Because in places like Milwaukee, about half the people don't wear helmets, so it excludes them from the program.
Well, and mine ends up on my helmet, but I'm a rain a lot, so I end up re-upping my membership.
Yeah,
am I the only one that's still on my helmet?
No, mine's on my helmet, and I was double checking that it hadn't worn.
Well, yeah, my problem is I have too many helmets. I have several helmets, and you can't have one on every helmet.
You could support them more.
You could, yes, you can.
That's why I have no problem. It's like, okay, well, it has worn away, and there's it. All right.
Well, that's the reason
you gave me offered me the discount of repeat customer. But
well, that's why we keep it at $5 a sticker. Five. You know,
exactly,
you use it once at one of the breweries, you get the buy one get one. You paid it back.
Bingo. So
if you use it for 6 months or 6 days, you've gotten your money's worth.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So, are you working with the Bike Fed on it?
So this is actually the first year that we've fully partnered up with them. So they've discontinued their member benefits, and everyone statewide now gets a bicycle benefit sticker with their membership.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Very well done. Now, they just had sent an email around, I think this morning even, that mentioned it, so I don't feel like I let the cat out of the bag too much.
Oh, okay. No, it's great. It's something that's it's a partnership that's long overdue.
Sure. We
have about 500 partnering businesses in Wisconsin, about 2,500 around the country. So, you know, bicycle benefits is just a tool in the community's or state's toolbox to increase riding. And if we're not working with state organizations or city organizations, there's a disconnect there.
Yeah, for sure.
Trust me. A bicycle benefit sticker in Wisconsin works the same way for any other state that has bicycle benefits?
Absolutely.
Right on.
Yep.
Yeah.
AAA.
Yeah. I checked out the website.
Good for travelers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, hot damn. Okay. Yeah. I was like checking around the DC area, and I'm like,
there should be sort of.
And I left my helmet at home.
I know you prefer a less digital life, but there should be some sort of app that we can find bike benefits places. Because, Blifford.
You mean like the website?
Yeah. The website. That's what I was using when I was out east.
I'll tell techie and whatnot, but
didn't even think.
I got, you know, I got never this mind. One. Good. I got this one. Yeah, I checked this out for these guys.
Handle tech questions.
Yeah, never mind. All right, I guess it's already been done.
It is. Is it bikebenefits.com?
I think it's bicycle. I think they all kind of funnel into one. I think we got all the good ones.
We'll figure out what it is and put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Probably. I would assume bicyclebenefits.com.
But when you assume,
you make an ass of you. Oh Lord, we went to the.
So last week was Bike Week here in Wisconsin,
and you guys had a ride.
We had, it wasn't technically part of the Bike Week thing, but it was during the week of bikes. So I guess it was kind of.
You know, you're right. You're right there with me, Greg. Every week is Bike Week.
Yeah, we did a version of Steel is Real, which was a sort of a scaled back version, but I think there was around 40 people that kind of joined in and out of it.
Yeah.
And we worked with places that had outside seating and enough room for, we could have had more people at some of them for sure.
Yeah. But it's still a fantastic time.
We had some classic places, Roman Coin. Thanks to all these folks is what I'm going to say right now. Roman Coin, Zad's, Ice House, Liquid Johnny's, Left's Lucky Town, and Black Husky. And the St. Paul Fish Market, Palapa. Those were our stops.
Mukulakehiki.
Is everyone, the people that show up on your rides, usually responsible drinkers, or do you get some freshies?
No, they're usually pretty experienced.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, who are we to judge, though? Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Hey, it's not even judging, but I know what you mean. I've been on rides where it's like, I've never seen this guy before.
This person
and they're seeming very jolly, and we haven't even left.
Yeah. You know. Neither of they haven't ridden a bike in 10 years and they haven't drinking in 10 years. Oh, yeah, there's problems. Yeah.
My first beer. I will say that next year I am done with this whole riding some stupid ass silly bike. I'm going to ride a real bike instead, because 22 miles on that little two-speed separator bike, I felt like crap for like 2 days. I only feel decent today.
It's a very small, silly little bike.
It was pretty ridiculous.
Is it like one of the swervy ones?
I wish. No, it's just a 22-inch.
It looks like.
It's a 22-inch wheeled, two-speed kickback Dutch separator bike.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it's great for 5 miles, but 25, I was in pretty rough shape. But I did make that another one, too.
Sure.
I did get to ride a 36-inch wheel. It was a Surly, actually, prototype.
No, it had a Surly sticker on it.
It just had a Surly sticker on it. It was a prototype bike from somebody, or was that just a Coker? Oh, it was just a Coker? Oh, okay. I got to ride a Coker, and it was fantastic.
It just says ugly on it.
It is. Laugh the whole time you ride it, man. You are just like, because you are the wheel, the tires. We had to help Berta off of it. She couldn't stop riding because she couldn't put a leg down. I mean, it's that tall. The wheels are, I mean, they're 36-inch wheel. It's just, it was so fun. Top of the hill.
Top of the hill.
That's probably one of several hill stops we'll make today. I wanted to bring out Tony's contribution to our beer today. It is an Ale Asylum beer from Mad City that says Favak Kavovid, or however that is pronounced.
Fiv-K, COVID-A. Yeah. Fuck COVID.
Or just fuck COVID.
We all know
it's a fuck. By the way, this is my wife.
It's already got the eeks.
My wife picked this up for me, and the other one I had was actually their Pale Ale Fuck COVID. And this is way better.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, this is a much nicer beer.
It's a Pilsner one.
It's a very nice beer.
Yeah, it's a Pils. It's a 4% Pils.
Oh, yeah.
So I noticed, did you guys notice the little star next to the COVID, and it's also Hoarders on the bottom?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to take a picture of one of these.
Also Hoarders. So,
well, I kind of have that gene in me. You know, I mean, it's kind of diluted to my family, but
I'm in bad shape with the Hoarder situation. I'm not going to lie. I have way too many bikes.
I'm being very optimistic in my own appraisal of myself.
A lot of parts and a lot of computer shit. And yeah.
And you are on the other end of that spectrum.
So we were going to have gluten-free beer for Ian, but he's hydrating after his ride down to Chicago.
That's cool.
Well, yeah.
What? So you've had gluten-free beers in the past, right?
Yeah, they actually make one right. Actually, two here in Milwaukee.
I like from
Brewery. Yeah.
I've had that.
Their most valuable beer. You know that.
Most valuable?
The one they sell the most of.
Oh, really?
And it's the new grist.
The
I went on the tour, lime, I found that out.
Lime Goza. That's actually pretty good. I've ordered that. I like that, like a sour beer.
Yeah, I know you.
So.
Just along with your personality.
Yeah, I had a moment over the weekend.
Uh-oh. Were you in a park in Illinois?
I was in a sour. I had a sour. I got called out on being a little sour.
So, yeah, this bicycle excursion to Chicago is really fun. One of the people that I've been going on a lot of these trips with is Evan Pack, who runs a local community bike shop. He's
with the cutest dog in the world.
With the cutest dog in the world. A Cholo Squinkle. But
the hairless dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Semi.
But he's all into the night riding. So we do an annual night ride to Madison. We leave at about 7 or 8 p.m. And this one we took off to Chicago at 11 p.m.
Wow, that's just badass.
So,
what route did you take down there?
We went through Burlington. So we actually went to Wheaton. Wheaton was where the puzzles were. So we
there was a destination to pick up puzzles.
Yes. But I think we rode on roads pretty much till about 4:30 a.m. or 5 a.m. Then we slept till 7 and then got up and rode till like 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Nice.
And got to our destination.
Wow.
So yeah, and between me and Evan, we were able to recruit 3 others. So there was a whole posse of us.
Right on, right on. And, strength in numbers.
Yep, it was great.
It's like almost a puzzle per bike.
Yeah, I had to carry the whole way back.
You got a Bob trailer? Is that what you're
Do rolling? Do you have a Bob trailer? Yep. Yeah, I like the Bob. Easy on, easy off.
It's all covered up with crap over there, but that that Coho is kind of an interesting thing.
It's burly.
It's sort of a burly Bob.
It's sitting over the blue bag on top of it and stuff.
That's a quick release.
Cool thing about that one is it can fit on any bike because of the way they made the yoke, and you just get an axle that goes through the. They have all sorts of different ones, so you can use it on anything from a road bike to a fat bike.
I think I've used that,
and it even has a fat bike tire on it right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, really?
In case you really need to use
it. In case you really want to go on the sand, which we don't have any of anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I like the, you know, the trailer works well for me because I'm pretty unorganized.
Yeah.
So I can just like throw the bag in there and just toss stuff right in.
Instead of going through the whole bike packing
scenario. Yeah, with the panniers, you have to be organized. It's like a filing cabinet. One's like a dresser drawer, the other's like a filing cabinet.
You know, speaking
of that dresser drawer idea.
Speaking of like panniers and storage and such, I'm thinking that for 2021, I might try to go the whole year without wearing a backpack.
I'm on the no backpack plan. That's a pretty good plan.
I do it for a whole year, man.
I've been trying.
Including like my work backpacks and stuff like that.
I'm telling you, I am Linus. I mean, that's a security blanket. It's a hug every time I'm riding. Even if I don't got shit in it. You never know. I got half to pick up.
To me, it's also like, you know, not necessarily, it's like it's keeping the weight off the bike. And if I'm out riding someplace where I have to actually do some like actual, well, moves on a bike, I'd like to keep the weight off the bike just so I can keep it on my back. So it's a balancing act. I think it really is. I think it's truly a balancing act on that one.
I can tell you one I haven't mastered yet is putting on a fairly heavy backpack whilst riding a bike no-handed. That didn't work well for me.
Did you do a digger?
No, you forgot your freaking backpack.
Oh, yeah, thank you. There was a lot of stuff in that backpack.
I was trying to throw it on. I'm like, whoa. I didn't bail, but it was. I had to hold on to the bar and do it one shoulder at a time.
We left an establishment, and I was riding with my friend Sam and his wife, and I can't remember what triggered the, oh my God, I'm not wearing my backpack, but I was in Cathedral Square and I'm just like, I left my backpack and I turned around and Sam's like, I'll ride with you. And just as I turn around, here comes Greg riding by. He's like, I got your backpack. I'm like,
got your backpack.
Oh wait, did you say check out my backpack?
Yeah, I said look at my new backpack.
Yeah, look at my new backpack. And I'm like, oh,
ground score.
So yeah, I was pretty fortunate because I had my pump in it. My electric, pump, and some beer and stuff like. Somehow all my beer got drank on that trip.
Amazing.
Nine beers, 9 IPAs. I might have had a few of them.
Nine times.
But yes, so Greg was the hero of the day, and I let him know that on the megaphone once or twice.
Speaking of, where is the megaphone?
It's at my house.
Oh, good, because
I didn't lose it.
The box is empty here, so.
Yeah, I didn't lose it. The batteries took a beating. They fell out once.
I know, so somebody else was hoarding it for a while.
Yeah, I left Kenny have it on because he bought that cool holder, and then he yelled at me for making me carry him carry my shit.
So you used the
Happy birthday, Kenny, by the way.
Oh, it's Kenny's birthday.
Oh, yes.
It was
2 days ago.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Do you have the rock that he gave you?
Yes, I do. God bless America.
How long has that been? They keep passing this rock back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they started out being very large rocks.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Put them in each other's backpacks and just try and get them to carry it somewhere else.
Solvay Coke, the old urban show. Actually, I don't know. It was just by the tracks, kind of like by where Boone is now. My derailleur had a explosion, and as I was trying to like jerry-rig it and get it all together, here he's loading rocks and rocks and rocks into my backpack. So I get it in single speed hamster wheel mode, boom 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 boom, 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 leaving there. I don't even think about it, and I'm just like, damn, I got my backpack. I'm thinking everything else. From like Boone to damn swinging door, and that's when I figured out where all my damn weight went from. Kenny. Happy fucking birthday.
Ah, Kenny.
That's right? that's the best move that you can do throughout, you know, forever. Sneak things into people's backpacks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Whatever it happens.
I'm still holding the rock. Yeah. And one of the slabs I kept from that adventure is in my backyard. It's like part of garden lawn art now.
Is that a bike getting shipped out? Or did that just come in?
What bike? Huh? What?
There's a bike wrapped in cardboard there. What's going on?
What's happening?
Blue car? Elfine.
Huh? What?
Shiny thing. That's one of the...
Got a jingle keys.
That's the electric conversion.
Nice. Okay.
That will be a grin all axle.
Nice.
Healthy motored...
Aquel
thing.
It should be cool.
Nice.
Aquel Foley.
Here's something.
Hmm?
Chewy and Spinner were in town.
Yes, they were.
Those jerks.
I put Chewy's second show, Chewy's Salon Chair number 2, posted that last Sunday.
Nice.
Might give that a listen. It's a conversation with his buddy Jeremy about all the Ragbys they've done.
Nice.
Chewy's got a big ass salon chair, like hair dryer thing for blue haired ladies in his garage. That's where he puts his podcast guests. Sits in that chair.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
That's a good one. Yeah, they were they were their usual selves. Shit tons of fun.
We did make it underground, which was good.
You guys did that?
We did the tunnel up to the first part, the first crossover.
Chad's new name is Bubba.
Bubba. Oh, yeah. Chad Bubba'd. But that wasn't inside the tunnel. That would have been kind of weird because it's dark in there.
Oh, shit. That
have you ever been in there? It's underneath State Fair Park.
Underneath State Fair Park? Never.
It's 3/4 of a mile long of a storm. Well, it's actually Honey Creek is what it is, but it's underground for 3/4 of a mile.
Wow.
And if you go all the way to the end, you have to turn around and go back out the way you came in because you can't exit.
What's preventing you from exiting?
A pit of despair.
Oh, yeah?
Big bars. And they have this big pit to catch all the crap coming down the river so it doesn't go into the tunnel.
Oh, wow.
And then, there's 4 tunnels there. I mean, some of them are as big as this room around. They're big.
Oh, geez.
And, it was fun.
Sounds
like a lot of people hadn't been in there yet.
It's worth checking out, even by foot. Uh-huh. I mean, just, yeah.
With galoshes on.
For like a first date kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to find that special somewhere.
let's go tunneling.
Did you ever see the light when it comes through the manhole cover? at midday?
That's exactly.
Where it takes
the
you
pictures
forever.
Were, in, I was on a bike. I could not do that, but the pictures were pretty dark.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And
I was surprised. I was surprised by the...
There was a lot of good
way
lights.
To go. Way to go, technology.
Yeah, we definitely need lights.
Oh, yeah, and good
lots
ones.
Lots of them.
Because I've had, I remember going in there with my shit-ass light, and
And it's definitely better
on a
fat
light.
Why don't
you have one of those lights?
Well, you're blowing a 500 lumen at least, if you want to go.
The NRs.
Yeah.
No, I actually...
That's what a couple of guys were riding.
Oh, no, what was I? No, I have the...
Yeah, I have a light in motion.
No, I have just a... What I don't even know. A cycle light.
Some kind of light.
Like a 200. You know, it ain't going to do shit.
Don't be going into a tunnel with
a bad exactly.
light.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need something to provide enough light.
Or eat a shitload of carrots before you do it. Just hope for
the damn. Hope for the best.
Yeah.
Feel your way through.
Do you guys follow bikepacking at all? Bikepacking.com?
Not that much.
I like that site. Dave Schlabowski had a story about his bikepacking rig on there. That's a pretty good story. Dave writes good stories.
What's the difference between bike touring and bike packing? Is there like a weight differential once you hit like 20 pounds, you're like into bike touring? Or
I mean, I kind of consider bike packing if you're going to be doing more off-roading and trying to ride true mountain biking trails, a setup with a frame bag and a seat bag and a handlebar pack is narrower and a little bit more nimble than having panniers on and racks and whatnot. And so I would think, I mean... Certainly, you can certainly do both with either, but John's going to get more beer. I think that like bike touring is more
roadie and
I guess I mean my fat bike has a rack on it that takes panniers, but because if you're on the beach or you're on groomed snow trails, it's not as narrow.
More like a 700C type road. tire, you know, touring tire than a, or bike packing is mountain bike.
Or just different letters.
Yeah, I think in the end, it's what you're actually.
Or it could just be different letters.
Just different letters.
Yeah,
it's what or you're. Or it could be a new industry to market to.
Which
it might have something to do with that.
Bike tracky. Know?
It could be a whole new world to promote people to, you know, buy bike, more bike stuff.
Expensive bike stuff, because you know, bike packing, you want to have nice light gear so that it's not.
I don't know, and I have not investigated a difference, and I don't really know, but I mean, just off the cuff. Whatever, I'm thinking touring feels like you're touring and you're going to stop and stay at a hotel. Like packing makes it feel like you're backpacking and out in
what you're referring to is credit card touring.
Yeah, that's even better, because then all you have to carry is this little lightweight plastic thing.
Right.
And then you just go from hotel
and all your problems are solved.
See, I haven't gone through the nuanced layers of this, the many shades of gray.
That's the, I'm sorry, that's just like the epitome of old white guy touring. Right there is credit card touring.
Oh, why do you look at me with such venom? I just said the word.
I would look at the difference as being like, you know, bike touring is like you're carrying all your load on your bike, and then, you know, bike packing, you're carrying a mix of load on your bike as well as on your body so that the bike can still handle like the bike is intended to handle.
This is a good description.
Huh.
Minus the backpack.
Aren't touring bikes meant to handle being packed up full of stuff too?
Well, sure.
Well, absolutely, yes. However, those are designed more for paved paths rather than the off-paved paths. So if you have things that are hanging off your sides of your bike, that affects how your center of gravity behaves on off-camber trails.
And trees.
I mean this in all the most due respect, but for a second there, I just totally channeled William Shatner through you. the way you were stopping at certain, I'm like, oh, I have to keep listening to him. But all I'm thinking of, he's William Shatner. Sorry, dude.
Compliment? I'll take it. Point made.
Watching roaches climb the walls.
Oh, we have to play that after this show. Oh, that's such a good song. Such a good song. Okay, we're back. Sorry
for the non sequitur.
I'm cheering. It was so funny.
I started watching Long Way Up last week. It's a show with Owen McGregor from Star Wars fame and his a buddy of his, Charlie, that they've done adventure motorcycle riding around the world and several different places. The current one, though, is kind of cool because they're using Harley live wires. Well, from the tip of Patagonia to
a live wire as well as a Sportster, and I've seen
two live wires. They're completely. Did you watch it yet?
It's No, I've seen. I have the bikes where I work.
Well, the ones that they're using on the show are they're the same, and they've been adventure bikeized. So maybe they swapped them out or something.
Yes, there's a one of them is a live wire, and then one of them is a Sportster 1200. And not what you're going to get off the showroom floor, folks.
Well, they have two of the prototype Rivian electric trucks, too.
Nice.
And Rivian
kind of cool.
Did a whole, all the way up central, South and Central America, they put charging stations in just for this thing that they're going to leave there nice. After the trip so that they can.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool, I mean, it's a good bit if you like that kind of like, go to a cool place, see some stuff, do some motorcycle riding.
Well, as long as you're leaving something behind, like a charging station.
Charging stations, and they do stuff for
UNICEF. Kind of baller.
They do stuff for UNICEF, too. They stop at a lot of places and do
I guess I can
charity of work for UNICEF.
I don't know enough of the details, but I just see the bikes sitting at me across from where I work.
I've seen those bikes. So,
watch the show.
I'm interested.
They have two electric motorcycles.
Say it again.
Long Way Up. It's on Apple TV, so you're going to have to buy an Apple product and then get it somewhere.
It's not going
to
happen.
or some other way.
Way around it. I bet you.
There's another way.
There's a way around. There's always a way. You can watch it right here on this TV.
See? Where's the new couch going? Like right there.
Finds a way.
Watch it over there.
Watch it.
Hey.
Ian, what are your plans coming up? How long are you hanging in Milwaukee for?
I don't know. I haven't decided. Tomorrow we're putting on a banana bread at Juneau Park, kind of like a bike commuter breakfast.
Was that yesterday? And since this goes on Friday,
yesterday.
Yesterday we did that.
How was that?
It was great.
Oh,
it was
so
yeah,
good.
That was, oh, man.
People ate delicious. So much bread, drank so much coffee. They're suited out.
So what? Where is it and what time? Oh, just in case we want to go to it?
Yeah. Juneau Park at 7:30 to 9:30 a.m.
Right on.
I'm already working.
Yep.
Well, take off for yeah,
maybe
a
I'll
day.
Do some yeah. deliveries.
It's like, oh, yeah, I have a thing.
You know, when you have a when you have a Facebook page, you can just kind of come up with an event, post an event, and just
people
do
show
it.
Up.
Yep.
Who's making the banana bread?
Let me guess. It's already made.
Annie?
Oh, no, I made it.
Oh, nice.
No, but Annie does make some good banana bread.
And pies.
And pies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, y'all were on the pie ride.
Yeah, the pie ride.
Oh, that was good.
It was a good ride.
That's y'all got again. Pie rided. I didn't.
I like the pie ride idea because it isn't just going to establishments. It's stopping at folks' house that make stuff for you to eat along the way. And
Yeah, that was nice that you were around for that. That's coming up.
It's a whole different crew than I normally ride with, which was kind of fun because people do different things on their bikes. And
curious about this.
Yeah, let's bring our crews
it involves
together.
Pie and bikes. How could you not be curious?
I
make paella. Oh, that would probably that's a good call.
Starts with
paella.
Paella.
This is good.
Paella right
we want to have you as a stop this
it's
year.
PIA.. Or PIE..
No, but it's all PIA. About the sound.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like pie.
Tony, make sure you get a picture of John's shirt.
That too.
Since we do pimp Steve Knievel's site every now and again, it's an All Hail the Black Market shirt. It looks fairly
Sam
new, Talon too.
Talon proud, my friend.
Suck third, it in. Third wearing.
Suck that, it in.
That's, there you go.
Guys made it look
husky. Husky.
Big boned.
Husky. Husky.
Not fat. You're big boned.
Yeah, we should have some kind of ride this year, like when bike gangs unite or something like that.
We all dress as like, yeah, like, oh, that'd be fun.
Warriors.
You got the fat bikers showing up, spandex crowd, and then like the ragtag crews, and they all kind of like show up.
That should be the way it goes all year round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The crazy bike black ribbon guys.
Yeah.
And the pathletes just do laps around you.
And sometimes it's fucking scary, and sometimes it's fucking easy, and it's all the time it's fucking fun.
All fun all the time. All right, man. Well, anything else you want to add, Ian, before we wrap this puppy up?
Ooh, anything I want to add.
Yes, the website, bicyclebenefits.org.
Yeah.
Org.
Yep, start bike benefits in your community and stay hyped, ride bikes.
Right arm.
Love that.
Thanks for coming, dude.
Thanks for being on.